Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. Today, got the Italian batch. Or Isaac, as he's known to the government.
Yeah, to the government.
I guess, yeah. Well, why Italian batch? I'm assuming it's because you're
Italian? Sort of.
Okay.
But I was, it's kind of an embarrassing story.
Here we go.
I was 8 years, I'd say eight or seven,
okay,
on my Xbox, and I wanted everyone to know that I was Italian. By the way, I'm only like quarter Italian.
Do you know what? It counts.
Really?
Don't worry.
Yeah, I'm really clinging on to it. Yeah. And I wanted to be called Italian bitch.
Right.
Because it's obviously because it's cool.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Wasn't allowed it. Couldn't have B-I-C-H. So I had to have B-A-C-H. And so it's...
Oh, okay. That makes sense. So technically you're Italian bitch.
Yeah. But now it's got a new meaning. Now it's just like, just batch.
It's just you.
Yeah.
Just me. Do you have a foot fetish?
No, why do you ask that?
Because you get your feet out a lot on TikTok.
It's because I'm always barefoot, that's why. But people are slagging me off now. They're saying my toe doesn't like the rest of my... my big toe doesn't like the rest of my toe.
Is it quite spread apart?
Yeah, I've got good balance.
I think, to be honest, it's better than having webbed feet.
I have that as well, so...
Do ya?
Yeah, great in the water.
Yeah,
great in the water.
Is your mum your cousin, or...?
No.
Okay.
Not quite.
I had to clarify that.
Yeah.
Just in case, because the rumours will start circulating. And we can't have it.
They already have.
Okay, I'm glad to know you don't have a foot fetish.
No, I don't like feet.
Really?
Yeah.
If, do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Your girlfriend comes up to you, she goes, Isaac, shit's getting boring now. I'm considering leaving you. Mm-hmm. Unless you suck my toes during the deed. Are you sucking toes?
No, well, I'm not that flexible for one.
Not your toes.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, yeah. Right.
No, just no. I think no.
Really?
It's just not for me.
That's a crying shame.
I'll put the whole thing in my mouth.
The whole
thing. But I'm not doing one toe, yeah. I'm all or nothing for a guy.
That's weirder, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So just the whole, I hope she has small feet.
What, have you got a thing for feet then?
No, not really.
It sounds like you
do. I don't, yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Why are you talking about feet?
I just love feet so much. That wasn't even the first question, but I saw it and I thought, let's dive in. Let's really dive
wasn't even
in.
Planned.
So what did you do before TikTok?
What did I do?
Brilliant.
I was at school and then I worked at M&S for a bit.
Oh.
Whilst I was trying to get a like placement thing. And then started uni and TikTok at the same time.
Oh, where'd you go uni?
I did the Open University.
Okay.
I was buying time for TikTok.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So you don't stay, you're at home?
Yeah, I'm at home, yeah.
Do you have any wild uni stories?
No. I didn't know anyone. It was like just all anonymous, like...
Fucking hell.
Yeah, it was really sad.
Really sad.
Just laughing.
Which, sorry. It is just, sad, it's a really horrible time and men can cry too. But, okay, well, that's that question out the window. Cool. Yeah. What was the first video of yours to go viral?
Do you remember, I don't know if you would have seen this.
Okay.
But... I did this this trend where I would just basically say fuck off to the camera with that. Do you remember that sound that went?
I know this.
Fuck off! Bam!
It was like
that, and I milked that dry, and that got me to like 100k, and that was my thing for ages. But I was just known as like the fuck off guy. But I had to stop it because where can I go from there?
Where can you draw the line?
Yeah,
guys, I've got some exciting news. I'm moving up in the world. I'm moving out of my parents' house, but this does mean I've got to learn how to fend for myself, learn how to cook for myself. Apparently, a vodka cranberry and crisps isn't a suitable dinner. Who knew? No, but seriously, I need to sort it out, which is why my guest this week is, of course, HelloFresh. It comes in a lovely little HelloFresh box and it's got all of your ingredients in ready for you to use. So I picked out three meals. The first one is the roasted chicken and creamy pesto sauce. If you know me, I love a bit of a pesto. I've got sweet and sticky chicken and I've also got Korean style beef tacos. Normally, I wouldn't even try this because it sounds too difficult. And I don't know what to do, but it is super quick and easy and it tells you how long these will take to make. So for example, Korean style beef tacos only takes 15 minutes. Super quick. So you can decide what you want for what day you want. If you're in a rush, you can pick the super quick ones. And it also comes with how you cook it, how long you cook it for, cooking tools you need, ingredients, nutrition, There are no questions left unasked with HelloFresh. Shop their subscription boxes here at www.hellofresh.co.uk and you can use my code to get 60% off your first box and 25% off your next 8 boxes. If that isn't a bargain, I don't know what is. Thank you so much to HelloFresh for sponsoring today's episode. I'm more excited than ever to move out and get cooking. Okay, so you like taking the piss.
Apparently so.
Out of people.
Yeah.
TikTokers.
Who in particular do I take the piss out of?
Well, I don't know. But if you were to take the piss out of one of my videos, if you've seen any.
One of your videos.
What would it be? Or just bully me about something that I do. I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah. God, there's just so much.
Don't like the fact that you were looking at my feet.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking you up
really
and down.
You were really looking at me
looking
up,
you
and,
up
down.
And down. Yeah.
It's upset me.
Looking you up and down.
Mm. Brilliant.
Oh, just having a little look. I don't know.
I appreciate the fact that you didn't go straight towards the fact that I speak like a man on my TikTok.
You're not, it's not that bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You don't speak that. Like, you don't really speak. You say puss a lot.
Okay.
That's actually, yeah, that's something okay. I noticed. And what else do you say a lot?
God forbid.
No.
No.
It begins with D. Something, then D. Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Jesus. Dick?
No. It's definitely not.
Death.
No, it's not. It's like a saying. Like.
If anyone knows in the comments.
My demise or something like that.
I digress.
I digress. That's
I love
it.
A digress.
Puss and I digress. That's
do you know what it
I
is?
Hear.
I've learned that recently because I didn't know it was a thing. Someone really like intellectual said, I digress. And I thought that is a beautiful way.
That's my new thing now.
I digress.
That's great. It really suits you. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I thought it makes me look a little bit more put together.
Mm, yeah.
Than I would.
The manly, you know, manly side of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that why you've gone for this set as well?
I really needed to let people know that I have a vagina.
Yep.
Because people do question it.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. It's unfortunate, isn't it?
Okay, I'll kill myself. Your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Just started it.
Yeah.
You react to stuff.
I do.
How do you find the content?
That I'm reacting to?
Yeah, how do you find it? Because there's some weird shit on there.
Some of it, I find it gross.
Right, yeah.
Some of it I find funny.
What's the most disturbing thing you've reacted to?
Okay, so this one got taken down from my channel and now I've got a strike on my channel for it.
Brilliant.
But it was underground fetish wrestling. And there's like a community in the UK that they'll meet up. It's called like Fighters Who Fuck or something, like a website like that.
That's got rings to it.
They find each other on this website, they meet up and they wrestle, and often it turns into more than that.
So
I didn't watch the, you know,
oh, you
the
didn't.
Further part of it.
Well, I just want to know how that would lead to, like, maybe would they just maybe finger quickly and then that would...
I think it's once they've got him on the floor and in a headlock,
yeah,
it's game over.
And then you just take down the trousers.
Yep. And you get to town.
That is a, okay, that's a weird fetish there.
Yeah. But some of them would really get into character as well. Like there was one guy who was like, I'm going to fucking fuck you. And he would just get him in the headlock.
What's the address of it? Sorry.
I'll let you know after.
That is weird.
I know.
Your search history, I feel like the government.
Oh, yeah, no, that's all. My search history is awful.
Take a little something there. That is fucking bizarre.
Yeah, it's bad.
Why do you, how, I feel like it's a knack to be able to react to stuff funny, though, because when I'm watching something, I don't say anything.
Yeah, it isn't. It's like you're acting.
You're an actor.
Yeah, I'm an actor, you could say. It's like, it's just an exaggerated version of your internal feelings. That's what it is.
Wow, that was beautiful.
It was.
You should write that down.
I digress.
I digress.
Yeah, I digress.
Since becoming big on TikTok and all of that, have you had people sliding into your DMs or not really?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Like big people?
So yeah, sort of.
Really?
Yeah.
Any hints?
Not in that way though.
I want flirty.
I mean, I get people, sliding in that sense, but not anyone huge.
Okay. I'll take that.
Kind of disappointing. What about you? You had any?
No.
No?
I think my TikTok does the opposite.
It puts them off.
No, it really does.
Yeah.
I think TikTok is an ick.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is.
You know when people ask you, what do you do? And you have to go, TikTok.
Yeah, I know.
I have to quickly just be like...
But now you could say you're a podcaster.
That's what I go with
but
now.
And that's what I would try and say. I'm a YouTuber now, but yeah. It feels cheeky, doesn't it?
But does it? Because I think you've got to have some self-respect.
True.
And you can't be just going, I am a pure TikToker through and through, thoroughbred. Thoroughbred? Thoroughbred?
Thoroughbred.
Thoroughbred?
Thoroughbred, that's a saying. It's got to be.
I throw up bread.
How old are you?
24. How old are you?
23.
Are you?
Yeah, so at this point, it's like you could still get away with saying you're a TikToker, but when you're like pushing 30.
It feels a bit noncey.
Yeah, it does feel a bit noncey.
And you know what as well? You know the people on lives? You know the one that do lives
the
all the
worst.
Time? Fucking bizarre.
They're the worst.
Who's your favourite person who's like a bit bizarre on the app?
Oh, okay. Oh, what's his name? There's this guy, he's really sweet. I don't think anyone would know who I'm referring to. His name's like DJ Tom or something. And he goes live with his dad. And I don't know, he's just really sweet. He'll just like make dinner or something.
He just makes dinner?
Well, no, he'll like make dinner
he's
or
DJing.
He's eating dinner. He's not a DJ.
Oh, well.
I think his name's DJ Tom. Or maybe he is a DJ, but I never see him ever DJ.
Oh, and he just makes dinner and
stuff.
Yeah,
he's really sweet.
Do you know who I love? Elphaba.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Good. Good. Why's that funny? Why's that funny, huh?
Good. Are you not, Good. Do you not put your finger in that pie?
What does that mean?
Like, do you not like...
I'm not putting my finger in anywhere.
Are you not, that? What the fuck is like another saying for fingers in pies? Do you not fuck with that?
What? Yeah, I don't really watch her.
You don't?
No, but I don't, I've got nothing against
bit.
Her.
I think you should watch her.
I think it would stress me out.
Stresses me out. But sometimes I'll go on like a private account and request songs.
No, you don't.
Yeah, like Eminem.
No, you don't.
She doesn't rap.
You got that much time on your hands?
I have so much time on my hands, hence the fucking pod.
You actually doing that?
Yeah, on my little private account.
You've got a private account?
Yeah.
I guess you're not going to say the name of that account.
Big Pussy Bitches, 122.
Yeah.
Do you know, when I was younger, all of my passwords used to be I Love Jedward. There was no segue really? Into that.
And it, yeah,
just I just told you.
Yeah, on another note. Love Jedward, by the way. Did you actually love Jedward or was that just...
Yeah, back in the... Is there someone where you were younger that you proper liked and now you look back and you think there was a lot going on?
Yeah. But like they were more YouTubers.
Oh, go
like,
on.
Like prank couples. I really loved them.
You didn't. Yeah,
I loved them. I loved them. There was one called Nikita Banana 88. And yeah, they were a couple. They just pranked each other.
Okay.
I just loved it.
I think... This explains a lot here. Would
you?
I digress. Would you become one of those?
No. Looking back now, I'm like, what am I?
What the fuck? Yeah.
I really wanted to be in their life, though. Yeah. I thought it was amazing.
You wanted to be the third person in their relationship.
Like, prank me. Come on. I was begging for it.
I remember the days. Did you like Zoella, Alfie Days?
Yeah.
I did.
I liked Alfie Days, Joe Sugg, Casper Lee, Marcus Butler.
They're like the throwbacks.
They are the throwbacks.
Are we the modern day them?
No. I don't think we are.
Yeah.
I don't think there will ever be a modern day them.
Wow. They're like Caesar. You know,
what,
you couldn't...
Caesar salad?
No, like Julius.
Yeah. Well, you know him, do you?
Me and if we go way back.
You get to just call him that.
I do. I think
what do you mean they're like?
They'll never be another Julius Caesar.
True.
Like, there'll never be another... Give me a minute. There'll never be another Katie Price.
No, they won't.
You can get the tits and you can get the nose, but you'll never be Katie Price.
You'll never be Katie Price.
And that's the God's honest truth, Jeremy.
do you think there will be another you?
Yeah, it's fucking loads of them. Been on
just
TikTok.
Running around, well, yeah.
Guys.
For the blokes outside the pub.
Yeah. Bald, middle-aged men.
Yeah, they're just everywhere.
Black cab drivers, me. So, yeah, I don't think there's any shortage of me.
Okay.
And I'll be out the job in a year. So, yeah. Do you ever get scared that if this all goes Pete Tong, like, what you're going to do?
Yeah, sort of. But that's why I really try to get away from just TikTok.
Yeah.
Because
I
think it's fine now, but there was a period where I thought that's
gone. It's gone.
Yeah.
Because they were going to ban it as well.
I
thought, I've got bills to pay.
Yeah.
People to feed.
I think you're pretty secure now, though.
God bless. I think now with the YouTube and everything we've both got, we can carry on.
And you're on the TV as well?
I'm on the telly.
On the TV.
I am. Bit humbling. But
crying.
Okay. Didn't need to bring that up.
I didn't even watch it.
Would you bungee jump? No.
No, probably not.
Would you not?
Yeah.
Do you know what I was thinking the other day?
If you did it, I would.
Really? Yeah. Well, I have done it, just, so
yeah,
you've got to.
Just so I could say I've done it as well.
Yeah.
Another level.
Yeah, I am the same.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you some weird sexual scenarios here.
All right, great.
And I want, so how would the public react? How would you react? Yeah, because you do a lot of reactions.
Yeah.
So first things, are you all right? Don't die, please.
Yeah.
We don't have insurance.
Right.
You've just finished having sex.
Yeah.
Okay, full stop. The girl has walked out because it was that shit and you're left tied to the bed.
Hang on a minute. Why am I tied to the bed?
Are you just into kinky shit? Sucking toes, getting tied to the bed.
Okay, you
don't
that now,
ask
you?
Questions.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Your mum walks in. What are you doing? What's the approach here?
I'm saying, untie me, mum, please.
With your cock out, though.
Who said my cock was out?
You've just had sex, so I hope it's out.
It doesn't have to be out.
You're laying there stark as.
All right, yeah, stark, bollock naked.
Your mum has walked in your room.
Yeah.
Mm. What's the approach?
Get out. Can't you see I'm busy? Get
okay.
out.
That's all you're saying,
just get
sir.
Out.
Just
yeah,
get
let
out.
Let me rot here. I don't want help. I don't want help at that point, I don't think. If I'm spread eagle, like everything's on show, I'm tied up.
Yeah.
Just let me die here. Yeah. I'd rather that.
Yeah, because the girl can come back in and untie you.
Oh, where's she gone?
And then you'll slap her around the face for leaving you like that. Well, she's in the toilet.
Oh, she's gone to the toilet?
She's just gone for a wee.
Oh, well, yeah. Get out, mum, then.
Okay. If you had to, would you let your mum untie you, though? If the woman just walked out the house?
No, I'd chew my way out. I'm not making her do that, I don't think.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. Sorry, these are a bit sexual.
Did you make these up?
No, just from other sources, Rosie. You're having sex in a park.
Yeah.
We all like a good dogging. I've never dogged. I don't know why I said that. Nah. Have you?
No.
Brilliant.
So none of us like a good dogging.
No, so actually that was a bit rogue. A dog runs up to you and starts humping your leg.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Leave it to it.
You let the dog carry on humping?
No, I don't. Oh, wait, so I'm dogging as well. No, you confused me because there's two dogs in the scenario
yeah,
now.
Sorry. You are having sex in a park. Let's say, you know, for the sake of it, on a bench. Let's hope it's not a memorial bench, but it's a bench.
Okay.
And you're full action here. You're full pelt.
Yeah, full pelt.
Full pelt.
Full speed. Okay.
A dog has come over. Don't know where the owner is. And it's humping your leg.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about the owner.
You've got bigger fish to fry.
Oh, I don't know. I think I'd pick it up.
Sorry. So, okay. Let's just imagine this here, Isaac, quickly. You're sat, yeah?
Yeah.
On a bench.
I didn't think I'd be sat.
Let's say...
Okay.
What position are you going to do on a bench?
I'd be in a handstand, obviously.
Yeah. You're sat, okay, and the girl's on top of you, right?
Yeah.
So you're telling me...
Get off!
You'd lean across her, pick up the dog, and then what are you going to do with the dog?
I go, oh, you stupid idiot. Throw it. What do you mean? What, you're going to leave it, are you?
What I'm thinking in that situation is, kick it.
All right.
Not in a horrible...
No, but they like that. They'll be like, they'll come back for more.
She's aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Yeah.
She's a fighter.
Maybe what I'd say is, let's stop proceedings here.
Oh yeah, time out.
Get off quick.
Mm. And what are you doing with the dog though?
And then I'll get up while the dog is still humping my leg and just give it a nudge. And I think I'd call it a day. Because you can't get back into the action.
No, that would ruin the vibe, yeah. But you could just, you know, like I said, over the shoulder, like it never happened.
Yeah, but if it's a chihuahua or something, it could have...
Oh, that's well easy then.
Okay, Great Dane. What are you going to do if a Great Dane starts fucking your leg?
Looks like I'm getting fucked. There's not much I can do against a Great Dane.
You're getting pregnant.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I am.
You've woken up from a one-night stand. Where am I? Here I am. And you don't recognise the person next to you. What do you do?
Who are you? I just ask. I just say, well, yeah.
You can't do that. You've probably done some bits with her.
Right.
And you can't just then go, who are you?
Yeah, maybe I can't. What can I do?
Fucking hell, how did you live life before this pod?
I didn't.
Ever.
I just come for this. That's it.
This is the life motto.
Yeah, this is my life.
Okay.
I would, I think the same with the dog. Pick her up.
Jesus Christ. You silly bitch.
Yeah, no, I don't know what I do.
I think you should do that thing where you go, oh, love. It was...
I do that.
Oh, love.
Is that what... Yeah. You're saying I do that?
No, because you can't say her name because you don't know it. So you'd... Where's I don't know why you'd be normal.
I'm sorry. Why would I go, oh, love? What's I think that's worse.
Oh, love. I just feel like...
love.
Oh, love. It doesn't have the same ring.
Okay, yeah, you do your...
It's as if you were from like Bolton or something.
Yeah, put the northern... What,
so you... Oh, love. Lovely night. It's best you leave. And then maybe she'd be like, oh, Isaac, Millie enjoyed last... I don't know why she'd be in third, person. I don't know why she'd be in third person.
All of a sudden I'm northern and she's speaking in third person.
I think maybe we should just skip that one.
Oh, love, yeah.
Oh, love. It's all
yeah, maybe.
You're kidnapped in a car on the way to an abandoned warehouse. I don't know how you'd know that you were on your way to an abandoned warehouse, but I think maybe... You would digress.
Yeah, I would probably digress in that situation.
What do you do?
What do you mean?
What do you do in that situation?
I can't do anything.
Yes, you
I'm
can.
I'm being kidnapped.
Yeah.
All right.
There's no tape on your mouth.
Oh, well, I'll just charm them then.
I'm the kidnapper.
All right, you ready? Oh,
we've got... Shut up, Italian bitch.
So you know who I am?
Yeah, I'm driving you.
And you know the story of my name as well?
Yeah. You fucking Italian bitch.
Pull over. I'm going to shit myself. Pull over. I'm going to shit myself. Please.
You got IBS. You pathetic.
Yes.
You pathetic.
And asthma. Can I please let me out the car?
No. Say something funny and I'll let you out the car.
Oh, God. You can't put me on the spotlight. Right. Well,
you're
kidnapped.
Then,
am I gagged?
You're kidnapped. You are literally tied up.
I'm tied up.
Yeah.
All right. Oh. I would just go.
Did you just go to jump out the car?
Yeah, I did.
Seatbelt locked.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. I'd go down, seatbelt off, like that. Then I'd launch myself out the window, probably.
Right, because they would have the windows down if they...
Well, no, I go straight through it anyway.
Yeah.
Like a bullet.
Do you know what I'd do? I think I'd pretend I'm really enjoying it to really fuck up their plans.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
I'd be like, I've got a kidnap fantasy.
Oh, this is great.
Are you going to...
Don't stop kidnapping me. That'd be so annoying.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh.
Are we going to... Wait, where are we going?
Abandoned warehouse.
Are we going to abandoned warehouse? Please, please, please.
Please, please, because I love abandoned warehouses.
Yeah. Please don't take me home.
And then, I have issues at home, so you've actually saved
you're
me.
You're doing me a favour. Yeah,
you're doing me a favour.
You're doing me a favour.
And then I think they'd pull over.
I don't think they would. I think they'd kill you.
Okay. Is that from your experience?
Yeah.
You'd kill me?
No, I've been killed.
This podcast has a... Okay. Got some would you rathers for you here. I don't know what direction this is being taken.
What? This would you rather?
All right. Smart ass. No, we put 50p in you.
What does that even mean?
Would you rather have your farts be super loud and smell like nothing? Or be silent and smell. I think this is just people's reality. I don't know if you
that
can.
That is, yeah.
That is people's reality.
Well, yeah, some days it's one, some days it's the other.
Thank you for letting me know that.
Yeah.
I do appreciate that.
I'm sure you fart as well.
No.
Probably.
Would never do that.
Probably. You already did. What? Camera.
No, don't be spreading those fucking rumors.
She did.
She's a dirty bitch. Okay.
I would rather
they
didn't make a noise, but they stunk.
What?
And I would just go sit in a corner.
You don't, and people wouldn't know it's you.
Yeah, I'd just pass the blame. Like, I would throw it in that direction.
Like, cup it?
No, not like literally throw it.
Oh, okay.
Like, I would just sort of, you
know. Angle yourself.
Like, as it's happening, just put some swaz on myself.
Swaz? Brilliant.
Yeah, and it will just end up down there.
Yeah.
Maybe. What about you? What would you rather?
I would probably have, I feel like there's nothing worse than a loud fart.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
That is pretty humbling. But then you don't have to fart in public. Or you could spread your cheeks. So you don't... If I'm seeing a guy... I've gone off topic. If I'm seeing a guy and I really need to fart, like I'm getting pains, I'll go.
Yeah, yeah, you feel it in your chest, can't you? Yeah. When you leave it too long.
I'll go into the bathroom. We met 5 minutes ago, yeah. And I'll spread my cheeks, and it will be silent.
Yeah, but when it's loud, when you're destined a life of really loud farts, they're probably really powerful as well. So if you're spreading your cheeks, there's a chance your organs will come out. And that's even more embarrassing. If he goes in and you're like, I don't know, kidney.
Your fucking liver's on the floor.
Is that yours? I know.
Yeah, sorry about that.
What have you done in there?
Okay.
I do that though. I do.
What, you shit out organs?
No, not that. You know.
You spread your cheeks?
Silence it, yeah.
Oh, no, amazing.
I get some other people to do it for me, so I don't have to do it. But
yeah, and it would be weird if someone else did that for you.
But yeah, that would be weird.
Would you rather eat a cockroach that you found in your house... Sorry. Or eat a worm that just crawled out of the ground outside.
Who's making these up? I would go for a worm, I think.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
All right, fine. Cockroach then. Is that what you
wanted? No, yeah, that's true. Both of them are fucking awful.
I think a cockroach is more gross because it's more about it.
And
a worm
stink.
Is just a worm.
They smell. Yeah. But worms make you feel sick. They've got no neck.
Is that what makes it? Or maybe they just are a neck.
Sick.
That's all they are.
Oh my
just
God. Yeah, but you can't fucking do all that. Well,
they can do all that all they want. Yeah. They're doing it.
Who's to tell them otherwise? Right. These get worse as they go along. Okay.
Good.
Rosie, where did you find them? Would you rather shit your pants every day? No.
Yes.
I lied. Would you rather shit your pants every time someone said your name? Or have maggots come out of your nose every time you sneeze?
Name-wise, is it like anything's my name?
Yeah. Well...
Because if someone says GK Barry, do you shit yourself?
Well, yeah.
Well?
Yeah, Friday
currently,
night,
yes.
Yeah, it can be Italian Batch, Italian Bitch, Isaac.
Okay.
Maybe even like Sir.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah.
So, that's gross. I'd rather shit myself than have maggots come out my nose.
Yeah, but okay. But if you had tissue, you could and just.
Yeah, but what if you left one?
One singular maggot.
Yeah, I got pretty big nostrils as well. So I think it would be more like, don't look.
Sorry.
So I think, can't miss him. Mike's like up there. I think a widgety grub would actually find its way out of mine.
He's a widgety grub.
The big, like, big maggot. The Australian ones, yeah.
That's
made people
sick, thinking about that.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh my God. A widgety grub coming out your nose?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. So you'd rather shit yourself?
Yeah, would you not?
No, I'd rather have the maggots.
How many times have you shat yourself in your life?
I've sharted.
All right now.
Yeah, I'm just so nervous. I don't think I've shat myself since I was a child.
Really?
Yeah, have you?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
When did you last shit yourself?
Yeah, I have. But when you've been ill, you never just shat yourself. Fun.
Yeah, but because you can't be on.
Because you
no, but there's a difference between a shart here and a shit.
Full on shit. I know. Yeah.
So
I know.
You've.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Yeah. There was a time when I was so ill, I was throwing up and I didn't know I had the shits as well. And I shat myself and I was sat on the floor because of the pressure change in my body.
No, you're not on Boeing 747. You're literally in your bathroom.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't want to have been there. It's, filled right up.
I suppose you chucked them away. You didn't bother cleaning them.
Well, yeah, I just had to get straight. Luckily, the shower's right there. So I just crawled in. The thing is, at that point, there's no saving the situation you're in. So I just crawled in, did a headstand, put the shower on. So, you know.
Wow.
Clean me.
But like, I see you in a little bit of a different light now.
What? Yeah, good one.
Shitty pants.
Shitty pants. Light. Okay, great. Well, I refuse to believe you've not shat yourself recently.
I honestly...
You look like the sort of person who's shat themselves.
I have sharted, like, honestly, I could count on one hand how many times I've sharted.
No, you can't.
On my life, there's a few times where I've had a bit of a funny tummy, I thought it was a fart, and it wasn't a fart.
All right.
What's your most embarrassing moment?
That's probably... Right now, when I just mentioned the fact I shat myself.
I mean, I think I said I spread my cheeks to you, so I think we're on the same. That was,
yeah,
I didn't
true.
Mean it. All that right, sounded
yeah.
awful.
Yeah, just now.
So
did it just now.
What's that?
Oh, no, actually, do you know what? Probably Although this wasn't embarrassing for me at the time.
Okay.
But there was like a talent show in year six.
Stop it.
Everyone's doing cool stuff like magic and stuff. But I did animal noises, and I'm not even good at animal noises.
Why?
And apparently my mum was just like, you know, ready to give me up right there and then. All the parents just
walking. Are we talking like farm animals?
Do you want me to try and do one?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, I don't know if I can still do this.
Why are we holding the mouth? Is this part of the act? Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought you were doing it. Sorry.
What the hell? It's supposed to be an eagle. I used to be really good at this. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this anymore.
Okay, brilliant. Should I look away? I don't know where to look.
No, I can't do it.
No, put your back into it. Do it properly. No, I used to. Now, do it properly.
No, that's not good.
Oh, you sound like you shit yourself.
Let me do another one to redeem myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was that
rhino?
I suppose that was a frog.
Yeah. What do you mean you suppose?
I would assume.
The thing is, I wasn't even good at them.
Well, no, clearly, yeah. Fuck me. Yeah. What was
and
that?
It's not got any better. And that's the talent that I chose.
Yeah. I mean, talent shows, I think, should be banned from all schools.
I think so as well.
Because you don't ever get over that.
No.
I never did that. No, of course. Because what was that?
Yeah. What was that?
How often does that keep you up?
A lot. Yeah, a lot. I don't know. I'm still disappointed that I couldn't pull that off. Because
that's what, that's what you're
like. But even now, it's sort of
so
in my
this
mind.
Yeah. Okay.
I used to be good at that. You just mark my words, it sounded exactly like an eagle.
Did it?
Yeah. Back in the day.
Okay. Could you do maybe like a capybara?
What do they do?
I don't know.
I'd imagine they just sort of go. Oh.
That's what they do.
Is it?
Do you need to speak to your nan? You can speak to your nan.
No, she's coming. I'm seeing her tomorrow, actually. She's coming around.
Bless. Hope she's well.
Yeah. She's a big fan of you, actually.
Well, all nans
no,
are, aren't
not.
They?
She's not.
Okay, well, you didn't need to. This is really out of pocket.
Back to the capybara.
Yeah.
They'd probably go, I don't know, like, oh, you're right.
Yeah, they are known for just being...
I'm a capybara.
I'm a capybara.
Sort of thing. Something along those lines. Or...
I didn't see them as whistlers. I'd see them more as like a sniffler.
Are. Yeah. All right. Go on then. Let's see what you got. You would not make the year six talent show.
Yeah. All right.
Embarrassing.
Have you had anyone from school message you since you've got big?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah. Some people ask to collab as well, but they don't make content.
They want to have sex with you?
No.
Oh.
Do you ever get that? Have you ever had that? Like... When you were getting big, did anyone ever hit you up and was like, oh, if you ever want to collab, let me know. But they themselves don't
make content.
Do anything.
Yeah.
That happens way more than you'd think.
Do you know what I find weird is when they'll invite you out on a night out.
Yeah.
I don't know you.
Yeah. Like even at the time you weren't even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know you.
Yeah.
So I don't think that would work in our favor here.
No. Wouldn't end well, would it?
What is the weirdest? All right, it sounds like a threat.
With you.
Fucking end well.
Yeah, fucking nightmare. Yeah.
What's the weirdest DM you've had?
When I had, I had like a fitness account before I did Italian Batch.
He's fucking
and,
massive.
Yeah, not to.
Come on.
Come on. but my audience was 50% Indian population. And
okay.
I don't know why.
I don't
but
know
if I go
why
over there, I'm
okay.
massive over there. Yeah. I'm massive over
next
there.
Next tour.
Yeah. But they used to say stuff like, and I don't know if it was like a translation error, but they would say stuff like, oh, bro, I dream that one day we will dance and you will lift me above your head and
what?
We will arm wrestle and cuddle. What's I love you, bro. But it wasn't in a sexual way.
Would you?
It was in like a way, a lot of it was they wanted to arm wrestle me all the time.
Well, because
as
you were
bro.
Big. Right, as a bro.
As a bro, I think that's a sign of like brotherhood for them.
Maybe over there, that like, that's how you assert dominance.
Yeah.
Is
maybe they were
wrestling.
Challenging me. Maybe they were challenging me, actually. Yeah. That's a good point. time.
But I feel like the dancing was a bit, maybe like the lifting over the head could have been a bit crazy.
That was a bit strange.
Maybe.
He wants me like having him like that.
Like Dirty Dancing is how I'm imagining it.
Yeah,
here.
And then pop him down quite briefly for an arm wrestle.
Yeah, and then back up again.
Back. I think it's just never ending like that. It's what he wanted. For the rest of his life, and that is it. That's all he wanted out of the interaction.
That is a bit weird.
Those are the weirdest ones. Now I don't really get like weird DMs. It's always like, it might be like, ew, why do I find you attractive or something like that.
Now I get that too and it hurts.
Yeah.
Or do you know what else hurts? Why does she actually look good here?
I know. Or like, why is he kinda, or like, what's wrong with me? And then there's the worst thing is that there'll be a comment of like their friend going, what is wrong with you? Or something like that. And I'm seeing them all. And I'm like,
no, we see all the comments.
Oh, yeah.
I'll religiously go through them.
Yeah.
And it hurts.
Oh, yeah.
What's the meanest thing someone said to you? Sorry, I'm bringing up trauma.
Oh, okay.
Dig deep for this.
Oh, I used to screenshot some really bad ones because I found them funny.
Brilliant.
But I can't. There was one recently that was awful. I didn't even know if I'd be able to say it on here, but I can't. It was bad.
A sex offender.
No, thanks, Chris. Why do you say that?
No, I was going to the worst.
I do get
possible.
That a lot. Oh,
do
have you ever posted on Facebook?
No, because they are not horrible. 55.
They are horrible.
Really?
Yeah. They're horrible. They said, well, what is this gimp doing online? Or, oh, I didn't know Freddie Mercury was a prick now. What do you mean by that? By the way, thank you very much. That's the sort of level on Facebook.
Why
and I would only
Facebook?
Get two comments like a video anyway.
Yes, so it's just them.
And it's always, hey, I was thinking, go into Facebook. That's a whole different market for me.
Bit meta.
It started going well.
Yeah.
You know, views were better on there.
Oh.
Than on like YouTube Shorts.
Okay.
For instance.
Yeah.
But the people were just horrible.
They remind me of Daily Mail people, like Mail comment.
Yeah, they're like that.
Yeah.
That's what they do. They probably just flick between those tabs.
But do you like reading them?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll look at my tattle. You got a tattle yet?
No, what's that?
Wait
that
for
sounds
it.
Sounds wrong.
It's
sounds really weird.
Sounds like an STI. You got a tattle
yeah, you
yet?
Got a tattle, have you?
It's like a thing where people
round.
Slag you off. It really is going round. It's like a forum where people really slag you off.
What, did you make it or someone else made it?
No, I didn't make it. I could have put some good input into it though. But other people will just be like, that fucking ugly bitch. What's she doing? And it's just forums and forums.
I might have a towel, but I haven't checked.
Should I look?
Yeah, find out.
Oh. Oh.
I tell you what, though.
No, you don't.
A Twitter page dedicated to armpits, and I'm all over it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Your armpits
people
out a lot.
People will find my armpits. On the fitness account, they would be out sometimes.
Okay.
And people would post pictures of my armpits. And some of them is like, I don't even remember posting that online. Have you just caught me out on the
Yeah. Ugh. Well, why would you have your arms up in public?
That's how I walk. Like,
stop.
Yeah. I'm always telling people to stop.
Just so everyone calm down.
Everyone chill out. That's what I do.
Oh, I wonder if I'm on there.
Nah.
I bet you're on WikiFeet though.
I am on WikiFeet as well.
Are you? Are you ranked high?
Number one. No, I'm not really. I don't know. I haven't
I
been on
so
there
impressed.
To check, but I've seen, like if you search, not that I've been searching myself,
well,
but if you search yourself, sometimes the pictures on there will come up on Google search.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I'm on there. So no, get me trotters out more.
Make the cut. Yeah, get them out now.
No, I'm too shy. All right, too shy. Fine. What would you be doing then if you weren't doing all this? Just fitness?
No, I... Yeah, maybe. Maybe I would have carried on doing that, but that wasn't making much money. But
yeah.
Or...
Muscles don't.
They don't. Mm. They're just full of muscle and
muscle,
blood. And
yeah.
I would have probably been an astronomer. Because that's what I studied at uni.
Like stars?
Yeah, like stars.
All right.
Twat.
Take the piss. Wait, I didn't realise you could do that at uni.
Yeah, that's why I did what I did.
So you're learning like Adam's belt, Ryan's belt?
Yeah, sort of. It was more like just a lot of like maths and physics. So it was kind of boring.
Oh,
but
okay.
That's where I would have ended up probably.
Wow.
But the plan was always social media. I didn't think, I'm probably naive. I didn't think that it would never not work. Did you ever get that?
No, I didn't expect it, no.
You didn't expect it?
No, do you know what I thought? I'd be the next Nicole Scherzinger.
Well, you're not far off.
I mean.
Sort of.
Come on. It's in the arse on this. Yeah.
Look at that rig.
Look at that rig.
Look at that rig.
Yeah, I always thought I'd be like an international superstar that could dance.
There's still time. That could dance. Can you dance?
No. So extremely Caucasian. Can you dance? Yeah. You don't look like a dancer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm so loose. It's unreal. I don't have a bone in my body.
Yeah. All you're like a worm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like a worm, yeah.
Can you do the candy dance?
What's that?
It's like candy.
No. Well, how does it go? Go on.
No, I've...
You're the Nicole Scherzinger here. Go on.
No, but I feel like that's always a thing. If you can dance to that, like if you know that dance, you can dance.
I reckon I can dance anyway, freestyle.
Freestyle?
Freestyle.
Like, are you popping and locking?
I'll pop and lock if I want. I can't do it.
Maybe
right now.
You should not do that again. You look like...
I better when someone's doing it for me.
You look like you've eaten a peanut and you're trying to warn people that you're going into anaphylactic shock.
That's not what they do when they eat peanuts. I know they don't do that.
You're allergic to peanuts?
No.
Yeah, shut up then.
My best friend is.
Oh, I've got a mate who's...
Yeah, not to brag or anything.
Okay.
So, I was like, what's the meanest thing someone's ever said about you?
Fucking hell, all you got?
A list, huh?
She got a cock.
That's not an insult.
Size of that nose. She looks like James Charles.
I get that.
Yeah, but then you think...
You do look like James Charles, actually.
Thank you.
James Charles is handsome, though.
Yeah, but not if you're a woman. And this is the thing. They don't all... Who's that bloke off in between us with the glasses and the gap tooth?
I don't know, but that's not Simon? A start for you.
No. Me and George Clark always used to get compared to it together.
What, both of you look like that?
Yeah.
George Clark looks like a guy with...
Come on.
What?
Do you know... Sorry, that was really aggressive. What? You know who I'm on... Do you know who I'm on about?
No, I don't know. Show me.
Will from The Inbetweeners.
Why do you say... I thought you said EastEnders or something.
Did I?
No.
Him?
Please, I'm not listening
to
you.
Do you see?
Yeah, now I... Yeah, no, I know. I don't know about you. I know that people compare George to him.
So you don't see that?
I don't see that, no.
You can come again.
You look like, you know those dogs?
Okay, well, you can fucking stop that.
No, they're like...
Brilliant.
It's not an insult.
Yeah, go on, give me the fucking breed.
It's like, I don't know what it's called. Search like a Lassie dog or something like that.
A sheep dog? No, Lassie dog.
Yeah.
Oh, that...
Let's see it. Actually, let's see if that's the right one.
This?
Sort of. That. There was one that has like longer hair that I was thinking.
Long-haired Lassie?
Maybe.
This is going to come up making some up a, weird...
Yeah.
Long hair.
I might just be making up a breed though.
You're not on about like sausages, are you? Like...
You're sort of like that.
So what you're saying is my nose is massive.
No, my nose is massive. So
I'll take that though. I'd like to be a poodle if I was a dog.
What would I be?
You I'd would be
a Rottweiler. We'll leave it there.
A fucking Rottweiler. No, I think you'd be with the gym page. Maybe like a little sausage dog.
Right.
Or no, or a whippet. You'd be a whippet.
Like that.
No?
No, I wouldn't. If I was a whippet, I'd run off a cliff. So I wouldn't be a whippet. That's the biggest insult, actually, a whippet.
Why?
Whippet.
Why is that an insult?
I don't know. No offense if you have a whippet, by the way.
I guess they're a bit no, I think they're cute. And they wear little, I can see you in a Christmas jumper. And they wear Christmas jumpers. And that's where the correlation came from.
What about Doberman?
Yeah, the same thing.
It's not.
Is it not?
It's not, but I'll take a Doberman then.
A Doberman?
Fine, we'll confirm that. Lock that in.
I'd like to be an XL bully.
Yeah. You're out of the country then.
Yeah. Yeah, I like travelling. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, good.
That's the only reason.
Good.
Okay, nice. So
you
we
look
just...
like one, actually.
Do I? Whoa, the sound from... I was going to say backstage. We're not even back. We're not on stage.
Someone sharted. Sort of our
don't
on
need
stage.
To bring it up.
What?
The sharting.
Bring up the sharting?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I've sharted. Not now.
Not now,
the way I worded that.
True, everyone has sharted.
How many... All right. When you get to 84, if you live that long, you probably won't. But if you do...
Probably won't.
How many times do you think you would have shat yourself / sharted?
I'd like to think I'd get to like the thousands.
What age do you think you'll stop shagging?
Shagging?
Yeah.
I do think that. Like, does it stop? I think...
I think by 32, I'll just have enough.
I was going to say 27, yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
I can't be asked to be laying down constantly and just waiting for it to be over.
Is that how... That's how it works for you, is it?
I think just, you know, once you get to a certain age, you just think, fucking hell.
I can nip that in the bud.
Nip that in the bud. And it's a lot of strenuous exercise.
Yeah, well, if you're just lying there, like you say you are, and waiting for it to be over, maybe it's not.
I'll date a man with erectile dysfunction.
Great.
Diagnosed.
Tactic.
Yes.
Great tactic.
You didn't answer when you'd stop though. Oh, you said 27.
I didn't know, but realistically, I don't know. Till my, you know.
Till it stops working.
Yeah, probably.
Isn't it crazy to think that like, sorry, I've gone off on one now, but like people that are old as fuck, like celebrities still shag.
Yeah.
Like who's that bloke that was 100 and married? Who's the, Nicole Kidman? No, Nicole, but she married a 100-year-old.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I would.
Why?
For the money. If this goes tits up.
For the money. You do anything for the money. Oh,
Anna Nicole Smith. He was in a wheelchair when they got married. Well, I thought, fuck me. Make it accessible.
Already on his way out.
Yeah, no, so. I think he died like a few months after that. And I think that's tactical.
I think it is as well.
You're old and in a wheelchair, right?
I'm not.
And a young stallion of a woman, a young whippet comes over to you, woman, wants to marry you. You got nothing left. Would you marry her?
No.
Really?
I go, piss off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
And then have some drum and bass in the background.
Yeah, and then I'd wheel off. Full pelt. That's what I do. I do some donuts. I don't know. Because you know that they're just there for your money. But maybe I don't care about my money at that point.
But maybe you do.
But maybe I don't.
Purr. Like, have you ever said that?
Purr, no.
Purr?
I've done it. I purred.
You did purr.
I have.
You've purred.
I purred, but I don't say purr.
What are you talking about here? You've purred?
Yeah.
Like how? Like a cat?
Yeah.
Do it then.
No.
Why are you purring?
Just happens.
Because you're comfortable on set.
Not here. You're
comfortable with me on
not
set.
Not purring here.
Okay.
I would never purr here.
Slay. I don't
you
know
say
where
slay
that
or
came
slag?
From. Sorry.
What did you say?
Slag. No, I said slay.
Would you call me slag or slay?
I said slay. But I was more embarrassed about the fact that I said slay than slag. So I decided to own the slag.
Slay. Fair enough. You do what you want.
What's an ick that you do but you can't stop?
I've got a lot. Because the thing is, everything I do online, like the awkward humour characters I play, that's just me.
It's just you.
So people would think that I'm playing a character. I'm not. So anything you see in those videos is something
you.
I do.
Right.
You know,
so that's
I run everywhere.
Do you?
No, I don't.
Oh, really. Well, what the fuck was the point of saying it then?
I
just believed it.
Funny.
I believed it and I panicked.
Well, I look like I run everywhere.
Yeah, you do. You do look like you like.
I'm pretty quick.
You.
Well, I am.
Oh, you are. But you said you don't run.
Yeah, no, but I'm quick if I want to run.
Like if you're getting mugged. What'd you do if you got
can't
mugged?
Can't get.
Sorry, I don't know what possible. This podcast is, but
what,
I'm just,
yeah, what,
we're really
mug
asking
me?
The deep question. If you got mugged right now, how would you solve that?
What, if it's already happened? Or
no,
before
so
it's happening?
I'm in a bally with a Brixton bully.
All right.
Is that a dog? With an XL bully.
Yeah. And you're about to mug me.
I have, maybe I won't have a knife because knife crime's on the rise. I'll have a fist. Okay. Give me a shit. What are you doing?
No. And what I do?
Yeah. But it's not me doing it.
I mess you up.
Okay.
Is that, end of.
Okay.
No, if it's someone else, this is what I do.
Okay, so it's just me. Great.
Even if you're not mugging me.
Yeah. Mess you just up. Beat the shit out of me.
No, I would go, oh, hang on, mate. Let's talk about this.
Okay.
You know.
What?
What's the matter?
Yeah. What's led you to this?
What's led you to this? Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't even got much on me at the minute, quite frankly.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. So
you're
not going to get much out of me.
Yeah.
I'll pay for your train.
Oh.
Take you home. Yeah. How about I come
you're going
you?
With it? Yeah.
Okay. I'll go with him now. I'll put the kettle on.
Yeah. Have a cup of tea.
I'll sit him down.
Yeah.
And then I'll twat him up.
In the comfort of his own home.
In the comfort of his own home. Yeah. And I'll go, how do you like that?
That's nice.
Yeah.
I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah, it is the way.
I don't know if that would work for me though, because I'm a woman.
No, it won't. Have you ever been mugged?
No, although once I pretended to be because I lost my phone and I was scared what my parents would say.
So you said you got mugged?
I said I was violently mugged.
Violently as
well?
And
they called the police.
Not just mugged.
No, I was violently mugged. I was in Nottingham, so it's believable.
So you're just like, oh, it was violent, mate. But I came out without a single scratch.
Yeah, because I did a bit of Muay Thai on them.
Do you know Muay Thai?
Yeah, I
actually,
do it every week.
Do you?
No, don't be fucking stupid. Do I look like I do Muay Thai?
I could see you in a belt like that. They do have belts, don't they?
Like a sumo. No, that's no. Different. It's different. Than you. No, it's completely
no.
different.
No, I could see you. Yeah, I could see you dressed up like a sensei thing.
Sensei. I used to do that on Club Penguin, to be fair.
Yes. Yeah,
do you remember when you did you like Club Penguin?
Yeah, I loved Club
that
Penguin.
Was my shit.
What was your name on Club Penguin? What was it?
Mrs. Jebwub.
What's your problem, man? What's your problem? Do you want to know what mine was?
Yeah, go on. Shit right. Pants 212.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Crazy Werewolf 888.
Crazy Werewolf?
888.
When you were a penguin?
Because I loved werewolves. And my name was Crazy Werewolf.
Oh, were you like, did you like Twilight back in the day? Was yeah. Werewolf? Oh, no, it was werewolves.
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Oh, speaking of embarrassing, you know what I did do?
Oh, here
did
we go.
Did you have World Book Day at your school?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. I came in with red contacts in and a werewolf shirt. And pretended I was Taylor Lautner.
Was anyone else dressing up?
No.
So it was... They did,
but they were coming like most people
yeah.
just wore regular clothes like yeah. this. And they said they were Diary of the Wimpy Kid.
Well, yeah, of course.
Because that's
yeah.
a cool thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. And you... What age were you?
I was 21 at this time. Like, I don't...
Was it open university?
I was probably like year eight, yeah.
Oh, that is way too late to be doing shit like that. Yeah. That's crazy.
The thing is, I would still do that now. You're lucky I haven't turned up as a werewolf, actually.
What the fuck?
I had a thing for them.
What, like a sexual thing?
No, I wanted to be one. Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a really good pod.
Yeah.
I don't know what anyone's got out of this pod because I've really just chatted shit to you for a while.
Yeah.
But I think it was what we needed to do.
You think?
Yeah.
That's what this was for.
You got anything to promote? No? Just
my YouTube channel.
Which is called?
Italian Batch.
Yeah. And your TikTok is?
Same thing. Just Italian Batch everywhere.
So if you want to...
End this video now.
Yeah.
Hit the thumbs down. Unsubscribe.
Yeah. If you want to watch some shit content,
go over to my channel and have a good time.
Have a great time.
Yeah.
And also, if you could give me 5-star and a follow on Spotify, I would really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Mm. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Wave. Thank you.